Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
弟兄姊妹朋友们早晨。
I'm really thankful for the opportunity to be able to share a few words, hopefully of encouragement to you.
今日主俾我还有机会同大家能够交通主嘅话，盼望能对大家有帮助。
I'd like to ask you to turn in your Bibles with me, please, to the book of 1 Timothy.
请大家打开提摩太前书。
The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4.
第四章。
Read from verse 6 through verse 10.
我们读第四章第六节到第十节.
In pointing out these things to the brethren, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, constantly nourished on the words of the faith and of the sound doctrine which you have been following, but have nothing to do with worldly fables, fit only for old women. On the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. For bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things, since it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. It is a trustworthy statement, deserving full acceptance. For it is for this we labor and strive, because we have fixed our hope on the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of believers.
你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，便是在基督耶稣的好执事，在真道的话语。 我向老父所服从的善道上得了教育，只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老虎荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己。操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。我们老虎努力正是为此。 因我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。
And then please turn back a page, or really a chapter, to chapter 3. Let's read verses 14 through 16.
另外我们再看提摩太前书三章十四到第十六节。
Please listen as I continue.
请听我们读。
Verse 14, I am writing these things to you, hoping to come to you before long. But in case I am delayed, I write so that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth. And by common confession, great is the mystery of godliness. He who was revealed in the flesh was vindicated in the spirit, beheld by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory.
我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。倘若我耽延日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是神，就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服。
Let's turn back to the Lord in prayer.
我们再次祷告。
Father, we are grateful for this morning that you give to us, that we can come to your presence.
父神，因着我们早晨能够再到你的面前，我们感谢你。
We desire that you may be able to take your place amongst us this morning.
愿主在我当中作带领。
That we would eagerly sit at your feet.
叫我们真的坐在主的脚的前面。
To learn and listen of your ways.
在这里要听。
May you open up your words through the sharing. And we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Now this past year has been a significant year for me.
I've
reached a couple of milestones. In regards to my family, I was just realizing that my children are halfway grown up out of the house.
就觉得我的小孩已经好像成长了一半，预备离家了。When
my second son turned 10 years old,
我第二仔10岁,
the average of all their ages was now 9.
现在他们的平均年龄是9岁。
I don't know, maybe most of you aren't numbers people like me.
或者有些人好像我一样。
Crunching all these useless numbers and facts.
哎呦,这些没用的数字。
But that really struck me.
但对我有极大的打击。
that my time with them was running up.
我與他們相處的時間呢越來越短少了。
And then, of course, this past year, I myself personally reached a milestone.
對於我自己來說也都有一個新的里程碑在今年裡面。
I'm officially on the over-the-hill gang now.
咁我現在呢已經過了山那邊了。
I don't want to leave you guessing.
我不想你在那估我多少歲。
But all I have to say is, it doesn't matter.
但告訴你聽，沒所謂了。
Because we just need to make the most of the time that the Lord has given to us.
因為呢還有餘生呢是要主在我們身上呢最好地來用。
And so what the Lord has impressed upon me is the matter of godliness.
神放在我心的裡面呢最重要呢就是那個敬虔。
That as I try to make the most of my days that I would really remember that I live before Him.
就是我在祂餘生的日子能夠盼望这样来到, 在面前来活着。
And that all the things that I do, all the things that I think, that I say,
就是愿意我所手所作，我口所讲的，
would be in accordance to His ways.
都是按着祂的方法。
And that I would be one who would be mindful of the pattern that I instill in my children.
也都叫我, 成为我孩子的样式。
For the days that we live in are filled with evil.
就是在我余下活在地上边满了邪恶的地上边。
And that godliness is really, really difficult to find.
敬虔实在很难寻找到的。
So it is in this vein, this is the burden that the Lord has given to me this morning.
这个就是早晨神放在我心里边的负担。
And so if we were to read through the occurrence, and I think we know what the word holiness means.
我们知道圣洁为什么。
And that is to be pure and blameless.
就是纯正无瑕疵的。
To be untainted by evil or sin.
跟这个罪恶跟邪毒没关系的。
So godliness has some association with holiness.
所以呢圣洁跟敬虔是有一些关系。
The other word that godliness has an association with is the word religion or piety.
另外一個有關的名字呢也都是這個敬虔。
Other translations of the Bible use these words in place of godliness.
因為呢在聖經呢用不同的英文字呢要講述敬虔這個事情。
And I think that is appropriate.
我覺得這個是適當的。
Because godliness does encompass both religion and piety as well.
因為敬虔呢跟聖潔啊或者跟這個
Because these words really describe a devotion.
因为呢这些名词呢都是跟这个奉献有关系的。
If we were to actually look at the Greek word for godliness, we would see that it's comprised of two words.
如果我们看这个希腊原文讲到这个圣洁讲到这个敬虔这个字呢是这两个字组成的。
And the first word has an association with doing well.
前面一句呢是跟做得好有关系。
To do good.
做好事。
And the second word is associated with worshiping, service.
后边一句呢是跟敬拜服侍有关。
So godliness is really a word that conveys living well, worshiping well.Serving well.
所以呢敬虔呢这个字呢是跟敬拜得好服侍得好有关系的。
But in spite of this, as good as the word may sound, as good as the word may be and the intentions are, it's something that doesn't seem to be very popular.
虽然这个字的原意是十分美好但呢在真实活出来呢不是很受人欢迎的。
And I think part of the reason why people refrain from discussing it so much is one, is because it is such a large and broad term.
人不愿意来讨论这件事情呢因为这个覆盖的敬虔覆盖的范围很大。
Because when we think of all the characteristics of God, there are just so many that are out there.
因为当我想到神的性情的时候呢实在有很多的性情
is numberless.
是真的数不清的。
And so how can we who are finite be able to grab and comprehend all this?
我哋係有限嘅人啊，點樣能夠完全理解呢一切呢？
And so in a sense, it's something that's too high for us to understand.
啊，所以有陣時我哋覺得呢個實在太高層次，我哋唔能夠完全明白。
Maybe even too hard to achieve.
或者好難去達到。
That it's really only set apart for those godly saints, those high saints, those who are specially called.
啊，或者啊呢、这個敬虔咧係特特單單為嗰啲特別高級啲嘅嗰啲嘅聖徒嚟預備嘅。
I think another reason why we don't talk about it much is because it's not a very, maybe not a very cool topic to talk about.
啊，另一個我哋唔願意提咧，因為呢個唔係一個好好受歡迎好嘅題目嚟到提啦。
How about this one? It's not politically correct.
啊，唔係政治正確嘅。
Right, because we lived in such a godless society now that people just really don't want to hear about how they're not being godly.
因為我哋實在活喺一個唔敬虔嘅世代，所以人唔願意聽講述嗰啲關乎敬虔嘅事情。
It makes people feel uncomfortable.
啊，叫人心裏邊覺得唔舒服。
And sometimes it makes them feel judged, and we may offend them if we talk about godliness.
啊，因為當你講件事情嘅時候，你會得罪人，叫佢覺得被論斷。
And then there's also that thought in the back of our minds that we don't want to be thought of as a weird religious nut.
啊，亦都我哋唔想人哋覺得，我哋係好宗教，成日喺度講宗教嘅人。
And sometimes we fear that people may think we're boasting, or perhaps that we're even hypocrites.
啊，有陣時我哋唔想人覺得我哋係偽君子，唔想人覺得我哋喺度自誇。
So as unpopular as this word may be, it is still something that the children of God need to talk about.
啊，雖然呢個字眼唔受歡迎，但屬神嘅子民應該要聽述呢啲嘅話嘅。
And so here we see the Apostle Paul writing to the servant Timothy.
呢度就係使徒保羅寫信俾提摩太。
He tells us in chapter 4, verse 7, to discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness.
啊，就四章第七節度就話喺敬虔上邊嚟到操練自己。
And that bodily discipline is only of little profit.
锻炼身体、操练身体，益处还少。
Now I was reading an article this past week and a half.
啊，过去呢个礼拜我睇见一篇文章。
There's this other fellow who had reached a milestone.
啊，有啊呢个人，佢亦都过咗佢嘅里程碑。
He turned 50 years old, actually about half a year ago.
啊，半年之前咧，呢个人咧就满咗50岁啦。
And as a challenge, I don't know if this happens to us as we grow, as we age, but as a challenge, he thought it would be amusing if he could participate in 50 athletic events over the course of the next 50 weeks.
他呢就立志在跟住嚟呢50个礼拜呢，他要参加50项的体育项目。
It was called the 50-50-50 challenge.
就叫50-50-50挑战。
And so he would participate in marathons, in these 100-mile bike rides, these Ironman triathlons.
啊，咁佢就去參加馬拉松，啊，參加呢個幾多項鐵人長跑，參加咩好多樣。
And so he's halfway through it now.
咁佢而家咧就一半。
And he's still holding up.
啊，咁佢還係堅持緊嘛。
This endeavor reminded me of another fellow who was an ultra marathoner.
另外咧又睇呢個人咧，我想起另外一個人，佢又都係馬拉松嘅跑手。
And maybe some of those of you who are in the running world or enjoy that type of reading recognize this fellow's name.
如果你中意呢一類運動啊，睇嗰啲文章咧，你會知道佢嘅名嘅。
This fellow is Dean Karnazes. Yes.
就呢個名啊。
That's his name.
係。就这个名了。
And so he had this crazy idea that he would run 50 marathons in 50 states in a matter of 50 days.
咁咧，佢就立咗一个决定咧，就喺50周跑50个马拉松，喺50日之内完成。
Another 50-50-50 challenge.
就50-50-50挑战。
So there's no doubt that these men were half out of their minds.
咁呢啲人咧個腦袋裏邊實在有好大事要做。
But besides that, we know that they had to put in countless hours of training.
佢哋唔單止喺腦袋裏邊有一啲咁嘅意識。 并且真系操练出嚟嘅。
And what was the gain from all of this?
可以得到咩益处咧？
Maybe the feelings of high, the runner's high or the athletic high.
或者达到一啲嘅高点啊，运动嘅高点，生活嘅高点。
A sense of accomplishment, sense of success.
啊，有成就感。
Perhaps even fame and money.
啊，或者有钱财，有名誉。
There's a quote from this fellow, this ultra marathoner that I think is particularly interesting.
啊，就系呢个啊终极嘅马拉松跑手，佢讲过一句咁嘅话。
And he says that pain is temporary.
痛苦系暂时嘅。
But bragging rights are forever. But bragging rights are forever.
啊，但系咧，你可夸你嗰啲嘢咧，就系永远嘅。
This is what bodily discipline is like.
啊，呢个就系点解佢嚟到操练啊佢嘅身体。
And for those of you who like to exercise, when you get up in age, you recognize that it can be a little bit painful.
啊，我话当中，如果你啊想操练身体嘅，到你到咗某个年纪之后咧，你会发觉十分嘅痛苦。
But that is something good for us.
啊，但系对我身体佢系有好处嘅。
But so much more is godly discipline.
啊，但系咧啊呢、这个圣敬虔嘅操练咧都系如此。
And that when we pursue after godly discipline, it is kind of the same.
当我哋追你要操练敬虔嘅时候咧，系一样嘅。
There may be some pain and struggle.
有痛苦，有挣扎。
But in the end, it will be worth it.
但系到最终咧，系值得嘅。
Not because we can brag about it.
啊，唔系我哋可以夸。
But because we will have secured something for all of eternity.
啊，那系因为为着永远嘅缘故，我哋得着了。
And that is this matter of godliness.
就系。这件敬虔的事情。
As we read here in verse 8, we recognize that godliness is profitable for all things.
在第八节那里说，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处。
Now the text doesn't just say that it's useful.
圣经说有益处。
But it's actually profitable.
其实是有益处的。
And not just for some things.
不是在某些事上有益处。
But for all things.
啊，但喺凡事上有益处。
And so this applies to all of us.
所以咧，呢个系对我哋每一个人都系应用得到嘅。
Now, whether we're a student,
啊，或者我哋系管家
，and we're faced with all our peers and all the pressures that come along with living in this godless society.
啊，我哋喺呢个
，and whether we're students and we're facing all these pressures by our peers.
或者我们是学生，我们在学校里面很多的同辈的压力。
Now telling us that it's okay to cheat.
人家告诉我，哎，讲下大话，呃下没事的。
To cut corners.
或者呢走下捷径。
To drink, to take drugs.
或者呢是吃些毒品。
God tells us that there's a better way.
但神他告诉我们有更好的方法。
That we hold on to godliness, there will be profit in it.
当我们持守敬虔的时候，凡事都是有益处的。
Or we're out in the business world.
或者在这个商业世界里面。
And the way we treat our clients, the way we treat our subordinates, or the way we interact with our managers.
我们怎样跟我们的生意对手来交易，我们怎样对待我们的下属，我们怎样对待我们的上司。
There is profit when we behave in a godly way.
当我哋嚟到活出敬虔嘅时候咧，嗰度系有益处嘅。
Or if you're at home because you're a homemaker or because you're retired，
如果屋企或者你系退咗休嘅，或者你系一个家庭主妇
，That God would want us to learn to use our time well。
主都系愿意我哋好好用我哋嘅时间。
That we would not just be idle。
我哋唔会净系喺嗰度无所事事。
That we would just be gossiping and listening to these old wives' tales.
唔喺嗰度讲埋嗰啲老妇荒谬嘅言语，讲是讲非。
That we would not just be so preoccupied with how we're going to spend our retirement and the next vacation we're going on.
我哋唔系净喺度思想我哋退休嘅时候，我哋下一次旅行去边啲地方。
But we maintain the thought, the notion of godliness.
那系叫我哋里边时常思想敬虔嘅事。
Because it's profitable for all things.
因为在凡事上都有益处。
And that godliness is actually a means of great gain.
敬虔呢其实呢是这个得到去那个终结游戏那个赛事游戏赛事终结那个途径来的。
not so much in regards to riches or intelligence or power.
不是跟你的智慧、同權力、同財富有極大的關係。
But more so in knowing who God is and understanding life and how we fit in.
卻是叫我們更多的藉著敬虔能夠認識神，並且叫我們在這條路上，上邊的時候，我們怎樣將自己能夠放到裡邊去。
Godliness provides us with perspective in life.
敬虔是叫我們曉得生活裡面從什麼角度去看事情。
Of who we are in relation to God and how it is that we're to live.
叫我們知道我們與神的關係，並且我們怎樣來活出。
And when godliness is accompanied by contentment, then there's great gain.
當敬虔與我們真實裡面活出的時候，我們就會得到這個好處。
Now, godliness also holds promise. It holds value.
敬虔並且叫我們得著這些應許的，是有價值的。
Not only in this present life, but in the life to come.
不單止今生，並且有來生的益處。
Now, godliness is a connection between this life and the next lifetime.
敬虔是將我們今生和來生有連起上來。
Because I think, as you all know, that we are made of dust.
大家曉得我是從塵土而造的。
And that one day we will return to dust.
有一天我們都歸回塵土。
That we bring nothing into this world and we take nothing with us either.
我們既然不能夠帶什麼進入這個世界，我們都不能夠帶什麼離開這個世界。
And that in fact, that one day when we come before the judgment seat of Christ, that everything will be tested by fire.
實情有一天我們到基督台前接受這個審判的時候，所有在那裡受審判的時候都要經過火的。
And only those things of value will be able to stand.
只有經過火還有價值的才能夠存留。
Godliness is that which holds value.
敬虔是那些有價值能夠存留的。
Godliness is that which can stand the test of fire.
敬虔就是那個能夠經歷火而存留的。
Godliness is something that you can have both in this lifetime and in the life to come.
敬虔那是今生你能夠得到，並且來生都還能夠存留的。
So we need to be careful about the decisions that we make.
所以我為著我們所作的決定，我們要小心。
Because we know that one day we're going to have to give an account of all the things that we have done.
因為有一天我為著我們上面所作的，要全部來交帳。
So we pray that God would teach us to number our days.
所以我願意神指導我們的心，叫我們能夠數算我們的日子。
And to present to Him a heart of wisdom.
並且在裡面得著智慧的心。This
is a trustworthy statement.
這句話是可信的。
It is something that is true.
那是十分可佩服的。
It's something that we can count on. It's something we can put our faith in.
那是我們能夠將我們的信心擺上去的。
And it deserves full acceptance.
那是可佩服的。
It means pay attention.
所以你要注意。
Be diligent.
要勤力，殷勤。
Be diligent to discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness.
殷勤来操练你自己在敬虔这件事情上边。
Because godliness is profitable for all things.
因为敬虔在凡事上，操练敬虔，凡事上都有益处。
You know, the Apostle Paul uses these same words in verse 9 elsewhere in the book of 1 Timothy.
在保罗在另外一节圣经第九节里面都是这么说的。
And it's found back in 1 Timothy 1:15.
在1章15节。
Where he also says that this is a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance.
在1章15节那里讲到，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
And what was that trustworthy statement that deserves full acceptance?
这个可信的，十分可佩服的是什么呢？
That Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners.
就是耶稣基督要到世上来拯救罪人。
Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. This is paramount to what we believe in.
耶稣基督到世上来拯救罪人，那是我所信的头一样的事情。
No one would question that this is a trustworthy statement and it deserves full acceptance.
我们都晓得这个是十分可信的，十分可佩服的话。
But how many of you would say the same thing about disciplining yourself for the purpose of godliness, and that godliness is profitable for all things?
既然这个敬虔在凡事上边都有益处，我有几多人觉得这句话是十分可信的，十分可信服的，是在万事之上呢？
Do we also see that this is a trustworthy statement that is worthy, deserving of full acceptance?
我们觉不觉得这句操练性敬虔这句话是可信，十分可佩服的，是我应该活出来的呢？
Now, God desires to reveal a great truth to us in here.
所以神是愿意向我们讲这些话。
And he has a great reward for those of us who can follow.
如果跟随他的人是有极大的奖赏的。
I want to look back in 1 Timothy chapter 3 to better understand the importance of godliness.
所以我愿意再回来提前三章看看这个敬虔的重要性。
Because this is something then from 1 Timothy 4:9 that we can understand to be very important.
因为呢如果是这样我们才能够去到第四章晓得它的重要性。
That we should not take this matter lightly.
我们不应该很轻轻就看过去了。
And in verses 14 and verses 15 of chapter 3,
第三章14、15节是这么讲的。
We come to an understanding as to why the Apostle Paul was writing these words.
我们就要明白为什么保罗写这些说话呢?
Where he expresses the importance of godliness.
他又将这个敬虔的重要性来向我们解释了。
He writes to tell us so that we may know how we ought to conduct ourselves in the household of God.
他叫我们怎样在神的家里边来到活出。
Why is it so important for us to understand how to conduct ourselves in the household of God?
为什么我们要特别明白在神的家里边怎样来行呢?
It's because of two reasons.
有两个原因。
As expressed here in verse 15.
在十五节那里就讲了。
Because one, we're the church of the living God.
因为这个是永生神的教会。
And secondly, the church is the pillar and support of the truth.
另外一个呢就是教会是神的真理的柱石和根基。
You know, as the church, we're a group of people who are bound together.
教会我们是一群的人是互相来捆绑在一起的。
But we're not like any other worldly organization that just has some common interests and common ideals.
我们不同地上边的组织大家有共同的理想。
That is, we're not just a religious group of pious believers.
我们不是只是好像地上边一帮敬虔的人来追求同一个目标。
Who are devout in our good works and who say good things and think nice thoughts.
他们所追求的目标是做一些好的善事或者一些美好的思想。
A lot of people perceive the church to be like this.
很多人以为教会就是如此。
And maybe there are some of you out there sitting today listening to this who also have this perception.
坐在中间的都有这样的印象。
This is not the church.
这个不是教会。
What the church is a living organism.
教会是一个有机物质。
It's something that is alive.
是活的。
And what we are alive with is God.
我们这个活的是有神在我们当中。
Because within the church is the living God.
因为在教会里面有神是活的。
You see, when we came to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们来到信主耶稣基督。
God came down and took residence in our heart.
神进入我们的心里边来居住。
He gave us His Holy Spirit to live with us, to guide us, to teach us, to help us.
他还将这个圣灵放在心里边来引导我们，指示我们。
And because God lives within each one of us as believers,
因为神住在我们里面，
we need to be mindful of the house that we keep for our Lord.
我们需要为着神的家来尽心。
Because he lives here. He wants to find a resting place. He wants to be comfortable.
因为他住在那里，他在那里要住得安息。
He doesn't want our hearts and our minds to be filled up with all this filth and immorality.
他不愿意我们的思想里面满了那些不洁不义的事情。
But he wants us to be separate.
他愿意我们分别出来。
To be set apart for him.
为着他的缘故被分别出来。
To be filled up with his goodness.
来到里面被各样的善事来装满。
So we represent the living God.
所以我们代表这位活神的。
And the living God indwells us.
活神住在我们的心中。
Secondly, we are the pillar and support of the truth.
第二呢我们原来真理的柱石和根基。
Christ is the foundation. He's the bedrock.
基督是根基。
But we're that supporting framework.
我们却是那个柱石。
We're the pillars.
我们就是那个柱石。
And we're the ones who are to uphold the truth of God.
我们在那里来到支撑着神的真理。
In other words, we're a testimony.
换句话来说我们就有见证。
We represent God and His truths.
我们在真理上来代表神。
We have to uphold His words.
我们在这里来到 活出支持住佢嘅话。
And we need to stand behind the Bible.
我哋需要站喺圣经嘅后边。
And that's because His words are true.
因为佢嘅话就系真理。
His truth must become an inward reality in our lives.
佢嘅真理必须喺我哋嘅生命嘅里边成为生命嘅实际。
It cannot just be some good thoughts that we think about.
这个不能够单是一些美好的思想我们去想一下。
And it cannot just be a bunch of busyness that we may participate in.
或者是一堆的项目我们来到参加。
This godliness, the truth of God must permeate all of our life.
神的真理必须是在我们整个生命里面渗透匀的。
It must take hold of our inward attitude, our motives, our thoughts.
一定要进入我们内里的态度我们的思想。
And it must be manifested outwardly.
并且需要显明出来活出来。
This is what it means to live a life, a good life of worship.
这个就是讲明了怎样能够活出一个敬虔敬拜的生活。
This is at the heart of godliness.
这个就是敬虔的中心。
But there can be a very fine line between godliness and hypocrisy.
但是呢敬虔和虚伪呢它是有条很细的分别。
If we're not careful, we can easily cross over that line.
如果我们不小心的话呢我们就会去了另一边了。
Or maybe for many of us, we are even unable to enter over into the line of godliness.
很多人可以入到这个敬虔的里面。
Because hypocrisy is form without reality. It's the outward action without the inward reality.
因为呢虚伪就只不过有外边而缺乏了里边的实际。
But godliness is having that outward form backed by the spiritual reality.
但是呢真正的敬虔呢有外边的实际里边却是有真正的敬虔的实在的。
It is easy to find hypocrisy today.
今天到处都可以找到虚伪。
And, you know, I come up here and I speak and I know there's things in my life that may be hypocritical.
我来到这里跟大家交通但是我身活的里面或者一些东西我是虚伪的。
So I don't stand up here to judge others.
所以我在这里我不是在那里来到论断某些人。
But I just stand up here to point out that we all fall short.
但我只不过在这里来跟大家说我们都亏缺了。
That is difficult to find godliness.
十分困难真的寻找到敬虔。
For even David prayed back in his days.
甚至乎大卫在他日子里面都是这样来祷告。
He prayed to God that, to help him.
他来向神来祷告求神来帮助他。
Because the godly man ceases to be.
因为呢那里甚少有这些敬虔人。
And the faithful disappear from among the sons of men.
并且信实的人在这个人子当中呢甚难要寻找一件。
There are so few who are able to be godly.
在人当中实在很少是敬虔人。
And so we see it today in the world that we live in.
我们看见在今天我们所活的世代当中。
Maybe even in this church that we worship in.
甚至乎在这个的教会。
That there is a lot of half-hearted, lukewarm individuals in the church of God.
有甚多的人不冷不热并且呢是行到半途的。
What is it then that will help us to turn the tide?
但是究竟有什么方法叫我们能够调转过来呢?
How can we cross over from hypocrisy into godliness?
怎样能够从这个虚伪进到这个敬虔呢?
How do we grab hold of that inward reality?
我们怎样能够有内里的实际呢?
I think verse 16 gives us a lot of insight.
第十六节给我们有很大的启示。
Because in verse 16 we learn what is the secret to godliness.
因为在第十六节就告诉我们听敬虔的奥秘。
Verse 16, the mystery of godliness is revealed to us.
十六节就将敬虔的奥秘向我们打开。
It tells us how we are to conduct ourselves.
这里讲出我们怎样来活。
That we can look back to our Lord and see how He conducted Himself.
我们必须来到仰望我们的主看见我们主如何来行。
And that first of all, he was one who was revealed in the flesh.
第一，他就在肉身里显现。
But God became man.
神人成为人的样式。
This is the incarnation.
这个是道成肉身。
He gave up of all his heavenly majesty and his splendor.
他将他属天的荣耀来放弃。
You know, and this indeed is a great mystery.
这个实在是一个极大的奥秘。
It's kind of like that song we sang that we started our bread breaking service with this morning.
就是早晨我们擘饼当中唱的一首诗歌。
Hymn
179. 首。
And how can it be that I should gain?
何能如此，如我也能得着。
God, why are you mindful of us?
主啊，你点解能够爱我哋呢？
That you would care for us.
你顾念我哋呢？
That not only you would care for us, but that you would send your son, your very best, your only beloved son to us.
神单止顾念我哋，顾念到个地步，将佢独生嘅儿子嚟到俾过我哋。
Christ, he stooped low for us.
基督为爱成为咗卑微嘅。
He constrained himself in the form of man.
佢叫佢自己嚟到被限制成为人嘅样式。
He gave up of his powers and his godliness.
佢将佢嗰个权柄嚟到嚟放交出去。
To take on the form of man.
成为人嘅样式。
And then he became the curse for us.
并且为我哋成为咗咒诅。
He became sin for us.
为我们成为了罪。
And he died on the cross.
并且死在十字架上。
I think this really serves as a lesson to us.
相信这个实在成为我们的学习。
It speaks of God's selfless love for us.
就是讲到神向我们的那个无私的爱。
And also Christ's selfless love for us.
基督为我们成为了爱。
It also speaks of his humility and his submission.
也讲到他的谦卑。他的顺服。
That he was willing to let God take control.
但是他愿意让神来主管这一切。
Not my will, but thy will be done.
不是我的旨意，但愿意你的旨意成就。
How many of us are willing to let God take control?
我们有多少人愿意让神来管理我们的身呢？
When we see everyone else surrounding us, getting ahead, taking advantage of the system.
当我们看见周围的人在那里往前跑到前边，并且在这个地上的制度里面，他利用这个制度得着一些好处。
Do we feel the need that we too have to jump in and participate in all this?
我们觉不觉得我都需要跳入这个制度底下，我们都参加一份呢？
Or are we willing to wait and let the hand of God work?
说我们愿意在那里等神的手来动工。
Whether it's in marriage or singleness,
无论在应当结婚或者应当守独身呢？
With work or unemployment,
或者应当做工或者你在失业当中
or even in health and sickness,
或者你在健康的里面或者你
都
看见基督呢
Christ worked through his miracles and then ultimately through his resurrection.
好像在受基督的受浸在基督所作主耶稣所作的神迹在耶稣基督的升天的上边。
In all these events,In the life of Christ, we see the power of the Holy Spirit at work, the presence of the Holy Spirit in place.
在耶稣基督的一生，我们都看见圣灵在他生命上边作工的痕迹。
Now, Christ was one who was constantly being challenged.
基督那是一直被人挑战的。
To prove himself, to justify himself, to show himself.
就是你需要证明你自己，你需要表现你自己。
All the way to his dying moment.
直到他上十字架
Even when he was on the cross,
甚至乎他在十字架上边
One of the robbers on the side,
钉在旁边的强盗
said basically, "If you're the son of God, then save yourself and save us."
如果你真系神嘅儿子，你又拯救你自己，你都拯救埋我哋啦。
And there's a people walk by and they say, "Ha, you're the one who said that you could destroy this temple and rebuild it in 3 days."
甚至乎下边行过人都话，你就系嗰个话你三日之内你能够毁坏呢个嘅殿，你三日之内能够叫佢重新建立起嚟嘅嗰一位。
Come down from the cross and save yourself.
如果系咁话，你从十字架上面落嚟啊，拯救你自己先啦。
Prove yourself, demonstrate, show that you are God.
证明显明你系神。
Because this is who you claim to be.
因为这个是你口里面所讲的，你说你是神的儿子。
But we know our Lord was silent before these people.
但我知道我的主在这班人的面前沉默不言。
That he did not feel the need to justify himself.
他没觉得有这样的需要来到向他们证明他的自己。
What was his attitude instead?
他的态度究竟是怎样呢？
He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
父啊， 赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
See, Christ, instead of returning with anger, prayed for them.
我们的主耶稣基督就是不是用这个愤怒来回答他们，那是用祷告来回答他们。
But those who are godless in heart, they lay up anger.
因为凡是心里边敬虔的，那是将愤怒来放低。
And they don't cry out for help.
他在那里不是用喊人来帮手。
But the godly, they are the ones who pray to God while he may be found.
但是这个敬虔的人，他是时常向神来祷告。
This was demonstrated in the life of our Lord Jesus.
这个就是显明在我们主耶稣基督的身上。
He did not return evil for evil.
他没有以恶报恶。
But he prayed for these individuals.
那他是用这个祷告为他们来祷告。
See, when we seek to justify ourselves,
当我们要为自己来辩白的时候，
the flesh comes out.
肉体就跑出来。
All the ugliness of man is apparent.
凡是人里边那些恶毒那些都跑出来。
We become hostile.
我们变成有敌意。
And displeasing to God.
并且不蒙神悦纳。
But when we are being led in the Spirit,
如果我们被圣灵引领的话，
then we will lead a life of peace and a life of joy.
我们就活出平安，活出喜乐。
So this is what we are encouraged to do and exhorted to do.
这个是那是圣经教导我们应当要做的。
To let the Spirit vindicate us.
容让被圣灵来到清义。
We don't need to take things, matters into our own hands.
我们不需要将一些事情摆在我手里面。
Let God be the one who avenges for us.
愿意神成为我们的辩白。
Let God be the one who vindicates us.
愿意神同我们来说明。
Through the Spirit.
藉着圣灵。
Through prayer.
藉着祷告。
Now, I think prayer is not, if not the greatest mark of godliness, it's got to be right up there.
你如果说祷告不是这个圣洁里面最重要的一件事，其实都很近的，很紧要的。
You cannot find a godly individual who is not entrenched in prayer.
一个敬虔的人，如果他不常祷告是很奇怪。
And that those who are godless, they just have hostility and anger and rage wrapped up in them.
无神的人呢，他们就有很多的愤怒。
They don't think much about God. They don't turn to God. They don't pray to Him.
他们心里边不向着神，他都不向神来祷告。
But those who are godly, they spend hours on their knees.
但敬虔的人却是花很多的小时在膝头的功课上边。
You know, I hope that is something that we all desire, and that not only that we desire, but that we make a better effort to learn to get down on our knees and to pray.
盼望我都学习了功课，更多的时间放在祷告的功课上面。
For when we pray, we turn all our matters back over to God.
因为当我祷告的时候，我就将好多事情带翻到神的前边。
We let go and we say, "Here, God, you take care of it."
我就放手了，我就向神讲，主啊。你来到管理这些事情。
I'm not going to justify myself. I don't need to prove myself.
我不需要证明自己，不需要靠自己来称义。
I can't do it, in fact.
我实在没办法这么做。
But you have to do it, Lord.
但你却要这么做。
Let's move on to the third one.
第三点。
And that is Christ. He was beheld by angels.
那是讲到我们的基督被天使看见。
Now the angels were also prominent in the life of Christ.
天使在基督耶稣的一生里面都是事实上有个痕迹出现的。
But in a different way than the Spirit.
但是却与圣灵一样。
We know that the angels were present at Christ's arrival at his birth.
当基督来到出生的时候呢，天使在那里来到显现。
Right, we think of all those Christmas songs and these Christmas heralds about peace on earth and goodwill to men.
我就思想起很多圣诞个歌曲。就是讲到有平安要临到地上边。
The angels were also present at his resurrection.
当主耶稣这个复活的时候，天使也都在那里出现。
Right, there was that angel that rolled away the stone.
天使滚开大石。
And appeared before Mary.
并且在玛利亚前面来显现。
To tell her that the Christ was risen.
告诉她听，基督已经复活了。
And then we also know that the angels were present when our Lord Jesus ascended into heaven.
并且当耶稣基督升天的时候呢，天使都在那里显现。
And after the Lord Jesus ascended, these angels in prayer said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand here and look?
当主耶稣升天的时候呢，天使就出现了，就说这个基利利人，加利利人，你为什么举头望天呢？
This Lord Jesus who went up will come back in the same way.
你看见这个耶稣怎样被接天上去，他还要怎样来。
So they were prominent in the life of our Lord Jesus at these high points in his life.
所以他们在基督一生那些关键的位置呢，时间呢，都很明显地出现的。
They were used to announce, to herald good news.
他们被用来宣传这个好的信息。
But not only that, but they were observers.
不单只是这样，他们还是一个观察者。
Because we can understand that these were individuals, these were beings who beheld the Christ.
因为他们是这个属灵的使者，在那里仰望耶稣的。
Have you ever beheld anything?
你有没有仰望什么事情呢？
Have you ever taken a close or hard long look at something?
你有没有很渴慕等着一件事情呢？
Now I think if you're a parent, you will be familiar with that.
如果你是一个做爸爸妈妈，你会熟悉了。
Right, when your first child is born,
当你的第一个小孩会出世，
and you just look and you marvel,
出了世你就看，哇，真是奇妙了。
God's creation,
神的创造。
You know, in some ways, the angels, they also look with this great interest.
另外一方面来讲呢，天使也都是用着这样样的兴趣态度来看的。
Not only are they beholding the Christ,
他们不单只是这样来到仰望耶稣，
but I also believe they're beholding us.
并且咧，佢哋都喺嗰度嚟到睇住我哋嘅。
That they're looking with great interest.
佢哋喺度睇住我哋呢班人咧，用住极大嘅好有趣味咁嚟睇我哋。
To see how the gospel is unfolding.
睇佢神耶稣基督嘅福音点样喺呢班人身上边嚟到开展。
At least that's the way that Peter describes it in 1 Peter.
呢个就喺彼得前书里边彼得系咁讲嘅。
That these angels are beholding, they're looking on in great interest.
就是说这些天使呢，原来在那里来到看着，这班人。
You know, their participation as far as the gospel is different than ours.
因为呢，在福音上边呢，天使那个参加那个份的角色跟我们不一样。
In some ways, it's even limited.
其实呢，来讲，天使是有限的在这方面。
You know, in some ways, they look on as bystanders.
因为呢，他们在福音上面，他们只不过是旁观者。
They just look on in amazement.
他们只不过看见这件事情，福音的事情里面实在惊讶。
Seeing how God works.
看见神如何了作。
They just must think how incredible, how wild, how crazy it is that God would work in this way.
看见神如此作的时候，真是何等的诧异，何等的惊奇。
That he would become man to save His very own creation.
这位至高至大神居然能够成为一个人来到拯救他手所作的手所创造的这帮人。
But as much as they look on in amazement, I think they also look on in disappointment.
虽然他们是这样在惊讶里面来到看这帮人，但呢相信他里面天使里面都有失望的。
And they wonder, why does man reject such a great gift?
为什么地上的人居然会拒绝一个这么大的救恩呢，礼物呢？
How can he be so blind to the goodness and the greatness of God?
为什么这些人居然会对神的伟大选择盲了自己的眼不看呢？
And I think they look on not only on the unbelievers, but on us who believe as well.
天使不单止这样来看地上的不信的人，他都来看我们这班信了的人里面都有点失望的。
Because we're so lackadaisical in our pursuit of the Lord.
因为我们在追求主这件事情的上面呢，何等的散漫。
We're unwilling to stand up.
我们不愿意站起上来。
And follow after him.
来到跟随他。
To give him the praise.
将称赞归给他。
To follow after him in obedience, in baptism, in sharing the gospel.
在信服的里面，在浸礼的里面，在传福音的里面，你要跟随他。
In building up the body of Christ.
在肢体 嘅啊彼此建造里边嚟跟随佢。
We lack in all these different areas.
喺你头先所讲各方面，我哋都系缺乏嘅。
And how the angels must be disappointed as they behold us, as they look.
当天使嚟睇我哋嘅时候咧，见到呢咁嘅光景咧，实在失望啊。
For we know that the anxious longing of the creation is eagerly awaiting the revealing of the sons of God.
因为万物都一同你个劳苦叹息，等候神嘅种子嚟显出嚟。
Both those that are physical and those that are spiritual, all of creation is longing for the revealing of the sons of God.
因为万物这个被创造的就是指着这个有形的物或者属灵的使者都一个劳苦叹息等候神的种子来显出来。
The angels are waiting.
甚至乎天使都在那里
等候。They're part of God's creation.
他们都是被创造里面的一部分。
What are we doing today?
今天我们做什么呢?
Are we just content with being observers like the angels?
我们是不是作为一个观察员旁边来观察跟天使一样呢?
Now God has called us to a different role.
但神他呼召我们有不同的角色。
He asks us to be participants in the unfolding of the gospel.
他叫我们能够成为这个福音里边有份参与的那一位。
Christ was also proclaimed among the nations.
基督也都被传于外邦。
Now the good news of Jesus Christ did not just stop in Jerusalem or Judea or Samaria.
基督不单止他没有停在耶路撒冷，没有停在犹大，没有停在邻近国家。
But it went beyond to the remotest parts of the world.
但他却被传于外邦，去到最远的地极。
And that's because Christ's heart was not just on the Jew.
因为基督的心。
But that it was
不是只是在犹太人身上边。
But that it was also on the Gentile.
亦都佢嘅心，亦都喺外邦人嘅身上边。
That all the nations could come into the household of God.
因为佢系愿意所有外邦万国都能够进入基督嘅里边。
Now Christ had a very big heart.
基督有一个十分大嘅心。
He wanted to offer himself to everybody.
佢愿意将佢自己嚟到交付万人。
Not just an exclusive few.
唔单止。好似有条件嘅。
So we should sit up and take notice.
所以我哋应当坐立好，我哋要明白晓得。
Do we think the same way?
我哋系咪同一个看见呢
？Are we willing to reach out and touch others?
我哋愿唔愿意站起嚟走出去，去将呢个福音传俾人哋呢
？A people who look different than us.
有些人跟我们不一样的
Maybe speak a different language than us.
或者跟我们说不同的话
Have a different education, a different background.
不同的教育，不同的背景
Are we willing to reach them for Christ?
我们会不会愿意为着基督的缘故去接触这帮人呢
You know, God isn't calling all of us to go out there to the remotest parts of the world to be his missionaries.
神并没有呼召每一个人都去到地极来到成为这个传教士。
But God does call us to proclaim His good news in the area that He has placed us.
但神却呼召我们在神放我们在某个特定的地方上边，要传讲他的福音。
And He's asking us to take one step farther than where we are now.
神就愿意今天在我们所有的环境当中，我们走出一步。
That if we have come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果我是信耶稣基督的。
That we might learn to share this goodness with our family members.
我们起码要学习将这个好消息跟我们的家人来到告诉他们。
And that if our family members have come to believe, then we reach out, we step one step farther.
如果家人信主的话，我们又再行一步。
We share with our relatives.
我们跟我们亲戚讲。
With our friends.
跟我们朋友讲。
With our colleagues.
跟我们同事讲。
With our co-students.
跟我们的同工讲。
We should not just settle for where we are at now.
我应当就咁坐喺度唔喐。
For if Christ had settled to be where he was at, then we would have never come to know him.
如果我们的主耶稣只是坐喺度唔喐嘅话咧，我们今日都冇可能有顺从佢。
How is it then that we can proclaim this good news to the nations?
我们点样样将呢个好消息传俾万邦咧
？What are we to do?
我应当做咩事情呢
？Certainly, we need to open up our mouths.
我应当打开我哋口。
But even more importantly, we need to demonstrate it by our good works.
还有咧，我哋应当藉住我哋嘅好嘅行为。
That they would know that we are Christians by our love.
知道我哋系基督徒。
by our actions.
藉着我们的爱，藉着我们的行动。
So not only was this good news proclaimed among the nations, but it was believed on in the world.
不单止被传于外邦，并且被世人信服。
That the truth of God, that the love of God was accepted by men.
神的爱被人有接受。
People not only came to believe in Christ, but they became blessed people.
人不单止接受基督，并且佢成为受祝福嘅人，蒙祝福嘅人。
You see that the promise that was given to Abraham that all nations would be blessed through his seed was fulfilled.
你又睇见，俾亚伯拉罕应许，万国要因佢嚟到得福，就喺呢度嚟到得成就啦。
The good news was believed by other nations.
呢个好消息就系万邦都接受。
And through that, the people were blessed.
藉着咁样样，佢哋嚟到蒙福。
Now, when godliness is manifested, there is a confirmation. There is an affirmation.
当这个敬虔你要活出来的时候，嗰度有一个嘅响应嘅，有一个确认嘅。
Because God is faithful to Himself.
因为神系可信嘅。
He's not going to deny Himself.
佢唔否定自己嘅。
Now, the Word of God does not go out and return void and empty.
神嘅话并不徒劳往返。
But it produces a harvest.
但是呢，那是
produces. There is a harvest generated.
那是有呢个收获嘅。
That is the word of God is fruitful.
神嘅话系能够结果子嘅。
The work of God is fruitful.
神嘅话系能够结果嘅。
And so we who live in the house of God, we need to be people who have faith.
所以我们活在神家里边的人应当有信心。
And as we work, and as we live, as we serve, as we worship the Lord God,
当我们做事，当我们来到敬拜，当我们在教会里边活出的时候,
we cannot give up.
我们不可以放弃。
And just think, oh, God's not working here.
或者神在这里不做事了。
When is this person going to respond?
这个人何时才有反应呢?
How come it's always done that way?
为什么经常都是这样做的呢?
When are we going to ever change?
我们何时会有改变呢?
But with God, He will be able to complete the work.
但是神呢，祂能够完成祂的工作。
He will be able to confirm the work of His hands.
祂能够确认祂手里面所做的工。
The gospel will be believed on.
这个福音要被人信服。
It has already been believed on.
已经有人信服了。
And it will continue to be believed on.
祂继续会有人信服。
Because it is the truth.
因为这个是真理。
Lastly,
最后,
Christ was taken up in glory.
被接在荣耀里。
Now, He was exalted.
祂被高举。
And that was because He emptied Himself.
因为祂将自己来被倒空。
And He became obedient to the form of a bond slave.
并且信服到成为这个奴仆的样式。
Now, Christ, He did not come to be served.
祂来不是要受人服侍。
But to serve.
但是祂是去服侍人。
Right, and He said and He lived that the first will be last and the last will be first.
他说在后的要在前，在前的要在后。
That the greatest among you should become the youngest.
在你当中最大的，不是最小的。
And the leader, a servant.
就是那个服侍人的。
This is who Christ is.
这个就是我们的基督。
That He is willing to be last.
他愿意作为那个最后的。
But because He was willing to be last,
因为他愿意作为最后的。
He became first.
他成为最前的。
Because He was willing to become a servant.
因为他愿意成为这个奴仆。
He became a leader.
他能够成为一个领袖。
Because He gave up of Himself.
因为他将自己来交出来。
Because not only did He give up of Himself to man, but He gave up of Himself to God.
他不单止将自己交给人，并且将自己完全的来交给神。
He was bestowed with the name that is above all names.
神就赐了一个超乎万名以上的名。
Right, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue should confess.
因着耶稣基督的名，万膝当跪拜，万口当承认。
That Jesus is Lord.
耶稣基督是主。
That He's King of Kings.
祂是万王之王。
And that He's been crowned with glory.
祂并且得了荣耀冠，荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
He wore the crown of thorns for us.
祂为着我们的缘故，戴上这个冠冕。
But now He wears the crown of glory.
祂为我们戴上荣耀冠冕，现今祂戴上荣耀冠冕。
And He desires that we would also have this crown placed upon us.
祂都愿意我们戴上这个冠冕。
But we need to long for and look for his glorious appearing.
但是我必须里面有一个渴慕啊，他的显现。
As we await the Lord's return,
当我们等候主的再临,
you know, we're exhorted and encouraged to live godly lives.
我们必须要活出敬虔的生活。
To deny ungodliness and worldly pleasures.
啊，要否定拒绝啊，那些不敬虔的事物和俗世的啊娱乐。
To live sensibly, to live righteously, to live godly.
活在神的面前啊，活出啊正确。
Because the heavens and all its elements and the earth and all its works will be burned up.
啊，因为有一日这个天地都会受焚烧。
So we are to live in holy conduct and godliness.
我们那一天会活在一个敬虔的里面。
These are the exhortations that are given to us in Titus and in Peter.
在提多书和彼得的书信里面都有提及这件事情。
There is a definite connection. There is a concrete connection between the Lord's return and the fact that we need to live in godliness.
在这些经文的里面呢都有讲到啊关乎主的再临。
We should not forget this. That the godly, that those who desire to live godly lives will be persecuted.
But God
will preserve the way of his godly ones. So friends, brothers and sisters, get on the course.
进入那个跑道。
Discipline yourself for godliness.
为着敬虔的缘故好好操练。
And if you're on the course,
如果你已经进入跑道赛道，
stay on that course.
继续保持这个赛道的当中。
Finish it. Keep the faith.
保守你的信心跑到路中。
Don't look back.
不要往后看。
Keep your eyes focused on the Lord.
当主是耶稣基督。
Learn to live a life of worship.
我们需要学习一个敬拜的生活。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for your revelation to us.
父神，我们感谢你向着我们启示。
We thank you for the greatest revelation of all. That is the Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh.
就是耶稣基督成为肉身。
Because it's through him that we have our life.
因为藉着他我得着真生命。
So we want to commit ourselves back unto you.
所以我愿意将自己再一次交给你。
Because we know that you have given us this life for a purpose.
因为我知道主将这个生命给过我们是有
And it's not so that we could just live it to fulfill our own pleasures and desires.
不是叫我们来到满足自己的情欲。
But it's so that we could be your representatives.
那是叫我们成为你的代表。
That we could show the world that the living God is alive within us.
叫我们叫世人藉着我们要看见神活在我们心中。
And that you are the God of truth.
你是真理的神。
So we desire to learn to be people who would properly represent you.
所以我们愿意我们成为一班真代表神的人。
That you may take hold of us.
你在那里管理我们。
And change us more to be in the image of your son Jesus Christ.
并且将我们无形改变成你的儿子耶稣基督的样式。
For we know that this is the only thing that we can take with us out of this world.
因为我们晓得唯有这样的事我们能够当离开这个世界的时候将它带走的。
And so we strive and hold on to this.
所以我们为着这件事情努力并且持定。
Teach us not to let go of you nor of your ways.
教导我们不要放弃神，也不要放弃主要我们做事的方法。
Fill us with your grace and goodness.
与主你要将你自己的恩典来充满我们。
We pray this all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祷告乃奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.